The views expressed on community issues and missions are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of the board or the staff of Cumberland Valley Christian Radio.
Welcome to Community Issues and Missions. Cumberland Valley Christian Radio is proud to provide a servant's heart time where we recognize local people who are addressing issues that impact our central Pennsylvania community. People tackle the problems and do their best to take corrective actions to make our lives better.
This is Kathy Briner with Community Issues and Missions. Today we have Adam Hoover, the Development Director of Mission Central, and Hope Harrison, the new Executive Director of Mission Central. Say hello, Hope.
Hi.
Say hello, Adam.
Good morning.
I have a special love for Mission Central. I used to call it the Warehouse of Wonders, and today you're going to find out why. Hope, what is Mission Central?
Mission Central is great. It is the outreach project of the Susquehanna Conference of the United Methodist Church. We focus on disaster relief, mission outreach, and mission education. We provide resources to lots and lots of different groups who are completing mission projects and other humanitarian work and disaster relief all around the world. We're basically here to pretty much help anyone who needs anything. And we have a motto of connecting God's resources with human needs. So that's really what we're there to do.
And you work with many different churches too, don't you?
Absolutely.
I mean, all different.
All denominations.
Yes.
Yes. We are, you do not even have to be religious. We love that. But anyone who wants to help anyone, you know, we're there to help you.
We used to call Mission Central one of Mechanicsburg's best secrets because they're known worldwide, but a lot of people don't know about them locally.
Yes, and I'm working to undo that. We don't want to be a secret.
That's wonderful. Adam, how did Mission Central get started?
Well, we opened in 2002 on the vision of our then Bishop Neil Irons. He had seen the need and had this dream of a mission-based warehouse. At the time, the conference was preparing a new building of offices, and they were considering building a new warehouse to go along with that. But then one day they discovered this empty warehouse down the street, and the owners wanted to lease it. They were Christian businessmen, and when they saw or when they learned what our intention was with the property, they agreed to sell it to us. And not only sell it to us, they also tithed back 10% of the purchase price.
That's absolutely great. Hope, in what areas do you provide assistance?
Basically any area. We typically put out around $8 million in resources per calendar year. And our resources are locally based. They go nationally. They go globally. We focus a lot on disaster relief, but we also do a lot of mission outreach projects with lots of different organizations. Typically, over 50% of those resources, so over $4 million of the resources, stay in Pennsylvania each year. So we do a lot of work locally. And we provide hundreds of thousands of dollars in local relief aid just last summer in response to the flooding that happens in central Pennsylvania.
I'm sure you really had a lot of flood buckets in that.
We did, yes.
These flood buckets actually have cleaning supplies for people. Is that correct?
Yes, they're full of cleaning supplies and all those basic necessities you'd need to get started with that cleanup after a flood or other kind of disasters that would hit your home.
I had a cousin, well, a lot of my family lives in the Tremont area.
Oh, yeah.
So they were really hit. In fact, he lived along the creek in Tremont, so he was
three
or four times this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Is all of your work done in Mechanicsburg?
Well, Mechanicsburg is kind of the home base or the mothership for Mission Central. A few years after we opened, we discovered the need to create satellite facilities, which we've called hubs. And this lets people who are in farther distances participate in the volunteer opportunities and donate, and they can do this right in their own communities. So we're happy to announce that we just opened our 40th hub. This one is in Maine, and our reach now goes from Virginia up into New England, up into Maine.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Hope, how do you accomplish this?
Well, we have a pretty small staff. We have 8 staff members. But really, what gets us to do what we do is our 8,000 volunteers a year. We heavily rely on our volunteers, who are really our backbone.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
How are you funded?
Well, interestingly enough, we are not supported by the local conference officially. But it's the churches that make up that conference. It's the individuals in those churches with additional giving. You know, they give to their church, and that supports us, and then they give to us directly. And then a lot of local businesses support us. So it's people really coming together to make this place happen. And now we're in our 17th year and going strong. So it's been a formula that has worked.
I know we support you in our church, Trinity United Methodist, mm-hmm. in New Kingstown. We have a little store that we share supplies from Mission Central, and whatever is donated there goes right back to Mission Central.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you.
Yes, and we also have one of your partners with us, and that brings up who is a very good friend of mine, and that brings up a question for you, Hope. Do you have partner ministries that you work with?
Absolutely. One of the missions of Mission Central is to provide low-cost warehouse space for local organizations who couldn't otherwise function if they didn't have that. So we currently house a number of organizations within our warehouse who do wonderful work. We have some that do furniture ministries, computer ministries, all different kinds of great work. We also partner with over 180 agencies locally and around the world who do different mission work, humanitarian aid, and things like that. And we are consistently seeking to partner with new organizations or anyone who is doing the work that will help those around the world and locally.
That would be a wonderful show for us to have here on Community Issues and Missions, to have Mission Central and some of their partner ministries. I'd love to do that.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Okay,
we
would love to do that.
Wonderful. What are God moments?
God moments are awesome. We thrive on God moments at Mission Central. The best way to describe them is they're those miraculous moments when things are so coincidental that the only explanation is that God's hand was involved. And they happen weekly, monthly, sometimes almost daily. They can be small scale. Well, small scale in the grand scheme of things, but big to the persons involved. But quite often, the best example of small scale would be our medical equipment. Someone may call in the morning and ask for a hospital bed, and we don't have one. But wouldn't you know it, at noon that day, someone donates a hospital bed. And we're able to call them and say, what you need is here now.
I know when I was at Mission Central, there were so many God moments, and we started recording them at that time. Mm-hmm. And I hope you continued with that effort, because it's amazing. I would like to start doing that here at the radio station too, because we also have God moments. And in fact, there was one when we first started, we were at the point we might have to close after just a few months, and God gave us a grant that kept us open.
That's awesome.
So it's
<That's awesome.
laughs> I totally believe in God moments, and I am sure you see them happen all the time.
I actually have the documentation that you started.
Oh, really?
They've been on the website, and I've trying to get them documented and organized in a way that's easier to
I'm sure
to read. There's just so much volume there.
There is.
Put them in a.
You probably had to do some editing on mine.
Well,
I used to get carried away with.
Some of them are very long.
Write,
yes. I want to get them into a digital booklet that we can put on the website for people to download.
That would be great.
Yeah. So we need keeping that documentation, that history is all very important.
That's wonderful. I'm glad to hear you're doing that. You'll have a book.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. that you
several
can
volumes.
Produce. Mm-hmm. Yes. It would be interesting for Mission Central to have a book about everything that happened to make Mission Central.
Yeah. Yes.
And then the pursuing years. That would be very interesting read.
It's one of the things that we talk about. If you need us to come out to your church or your group or club, we can meet with you and tell you that history.
That's how I got started at Mission Central. I was on the Speakers Bureau for a year before I got hired there. I was there for about 6 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes. Yes. And then health problems. That's why I had to retire.
Well, you mentioned the Speakers Bureau. We actually need to kind of rejuvenate that.
Really?
So if there's anyone out there who wants to get involved and help us, you know, we mentioned the 8,000 volunteers, but those volunteers could also be speakers and people who represent
definitely.
Us. And that's very important. So we
I
need
think
to work.
The volunteers are the ones that really show their love for the warehouse, for Mission Central, mm-hmm. for people. And they really have a heart.
Yep.
And they would be the people you would want speaking about Mission Central.
And that Absolutely. Volunteer work can be done in the warehouse and outside of the warehouse.
That's so. Wonderful. That's
think about wonderful. Where your gifts and talents may lie and reach out to us.
Well, this brings me to my next question. How can people help Mission Central? And you both can answer that question.
Well, I mean, financial support is always needed. You know, that's, I guess, part of being a nonprofit. We need that help every day to keep the doors open. Donations are accepted. Online at our website, missioncentral.org. We've tried to keep it very easy and accessible and easy to make a donation. We are just in the process of launching a monthly giving program. So if you maybe can only give 10 or 20 or 30 a month, that's great, because over the course of 12 months, that adds up and makes a big difference for us. And just think about it. If 100 people gave $25 a month, that's $30,000 a year.
It's true.
It really, the yes. power of that group collective really makes a difference.
Yes, it does.
So,
yes,
yeah,
it does.
MissionCentral.org. Check that out. You can also support us. We have two annual events that are very important fundraisers. One we're working on right now. It's coming up in April. It's our annual gala. And this year it is held at Camp Hill United Methodist Church. It's a really fun night where we celebrate the previous year's accomplishments. We have a presentation for our Volunteer of the Year Award. We have a new award this year for our Hub Person of the Year. So we want to recognize those hardworking people in those 40 hubs that maybe aren't in Mission Central on a regular occurrence. And we have a live and we have silent and live auctions as well. It's become a really fun night.
That's wonderful.
Yep.
That's wonderful. How would someone stay up to date with the news and activities at Mission Central?
Well, again, our website, missioncentral.org. We keep it very, very updated and current, and again, easy to navigate and look through. On that home page at the bottom, there's a window where you can sign up for our mission link. It's a weekly email newsletter. And that way, right in your inbox, we can put the latest information, our current needs, and the activities.
I receive that mission link, and it's very informative.
Oh, good.
Great.
Yes.
I'm glad. We're active on social media. If there's something interesting going on in the warehouse, we're putting it on Facebook and Twitter. And really, we offer you the chance to just call with any questions. If there's something out there that you see or you see on the website or you think might be a good project for us, give us a call.
Well, and I know that you when you came in, I'm sure you didn't recognize them, but there was a whole lot of things here at the radio station that came from your warehouse.
I have no
That's
doubt.
Great.
Yes. Yes. When we started up, and we still are using a lot of things that we received from your warehouse. You help so many nonprofits. I can't just explain how many nonprofits you help, and that is wonderful. And doing that worldwide is just amazing. And I think what people don't realize, you cover everything. You cover our nation, you cover the world, and you cover our local people.
We do.
And that is terrific. Not many nonprofits can boast that.
It's a goal that we, and it's a source of pride. We go into work every day knowing that there's a difference being made.
Will you repeat for our listening audience how they can get in touch with you?
Okay. Our website is missioncentral.org. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're right in Mechanicsburg. Our number is 717-766-1533. And if you have any questions, call us. You can message us through Facebook. And really, if we offer you the opportunity to come in for a tour. If you're ever curious about how we got started and what we're doing and any more details, there's nothing better than a tour of the place. It's
That's
a 48,000 square foot warehouse. It's bigger than a football field.
Well, this was totally enjoyable for me. I'm meeting you, Hope, and seeing you again, Adam. I hope that I will get a tour shortly. And this is Kathy Briner saying goodbye.
Well, we thank you for listening today. Please pray for these people as they address the issues and mission efforts for all of us. We'll talk to you again next week.